play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I'm doing great. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. I think I said last time I was excited for the holiday season. Now I'm even more excited.
Me too.
Will you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Robert Flood of Allen, Texas. I said, name a famous female singer of the past. Five-letter first name, seven-letter last name. I said, remove the last letter of her first name, and you can rearrange all the remaining letters to name the capital of a country and a food product that its nation is famous for. Well, the singer is Sarah Vaughan. Do that operation and you get Havana, which is the capital of Cuba. And of course, Cuba is famous for its sugar.
There were 385 correct entries, and this week's winner is Josh McIntyre of Raleigh, North Carolina. Congratulations, Josh.
Oh, thank you, Aisha. It's really a privilege to talk with you both.
Okay. Well, how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Continuously for 8 years, but I actually have a puzzle from probably 2003 that I still haven't figured out. It's the one with the periodic table.
Oh, really? And that's the one you're still trying to puzzle it out all these years later?
Yep.
Well, all right, Josh, I gotta ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Josh, if you ever want some help on that 2003 puzzle, let me know.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, every answer today is a familiar two-word phrase or name in which the first word starts B-E, and the second word starts with D, as in bed. For example, if I said a sauce often served with tortilla chips, you'd say bean dip.
Got it.
A sinuous Mideast entertainer who may have a naval decoration.
Ooh. A belly dancer.
That's it, a belly dancer. Good job. Oscar category won multiple times by Frank Capra and Steven Spielberg.
Best director.
That's it. While it's still light at the end of the day.
Before dark.
That's it. Obstruction in a stream made by animals that gnaw.
Beaver dam.
Uh-huh. Actress who starred in Now Voyager and Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Betty Davis?
You got it. Two-time conservative prime minister of Great Britain in the 19th century.
Ooh, wow.
It's a common man's first name in eight letters. often shortened to a three-letter nickname.
So Benjamin?
Yes.
Disraeli?
Benjamin Disraeli, good. So that was in the back of your head. Good job.
Yeah.
Italian for a beautiful woman.
Belladonna.
Uh-huh. Patron at an Oktoberfest, for example.
Beer.
Yes.
Beer drinker.
Beer drinker, is it? Dim sum dish made with ground meat and fillings wrapped in a wonton and steamed. First of all, it's the meat that starts B-E.
Beef?
Yes.
Dumpling, beef dumpling.
That's it, a beef dumpling, is it? Fill in the blank. Something that is past its prime has seen blank.
Better days.
That's it. And your last one is like the engine room and sleeping quarters on a ship.
Below deck.
You got it. Nice job.
Wonderful. You just, I knew some of the answers, but you got them, so you didn't even need my help.
Yeah, thank you for giving me the time to figure them.
So I got to ask you, how do you feel?
I feel fantastic. Thank you.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Josh, what member station do you listen to?
I am a sustaining member of WUNC 91.5 Chapel Hill.
I am glad to hear that. That's Josh McIntyre of Raleigh, North Carolina. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it's something different. I was at a library. On the shelf was a volume whose spine said Out to Sea, O-U-T-T-O-S-E-A. And when I opened the volume, I found that the contents had nothing to do with sailing or the sea in any sense. It wasn't a book of fiction either. What was in the volume? So again, at the library, there was a volume with the spine said Out to Sea, but the contents had nothing to do with sailing or the sea in any sense. It wasn't a book of fiction. What was in the volume?
Okay. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Wednesday, December 24th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shorts. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.